listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. How's it going, everybody? How's everybody doing today? How you doing, Kevy?
I'm doing well.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing fantastic.
How you doing, Doc?
Great.
Got you on my mind again tonight. How's it going, everybody in this beautiful world? This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends on LATalkRadio.com, the best talk station in, the world. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything that is on your mind from the teen perspective. That's what we like to do here. You guys send us emails at teentrendswithdave@gmail.com, and we get back to you. You guys talk about anything that's on your mind. We have topics that we touch on every week. Things that you guys like to talk about. That's what we do here. That's what we like to do. That's what we do. We do what it do. I am the host, David Cohen, and my co-host, Kevin.
I am Kevin.
He is Kevin. And we got the Doc. What up, Doc?
Hey, it's nice to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys want to check out Dr. Michelle on the couch, you can do so every Friday at 11 on latalkradio.com, channel 1.
Yep, helping people with their problems and relationship issues. You can always email me, too, at docmichelle@aol.com. Thank you.
Also, we have a special guest in the studio today, Mark.
Hello.
How's it going, Mark? Mark,
I'm fine.
Mark is an investment specialist who helps young people with building their futures.
Aha.
And I will tell you why we have him on the show. Well, for one, he's just an overall great guy. He's just a good guy.
Well, thank you.
Today, what we're going to be doing is we're going to answer your emails. We have a lot of emails that we got, and we felt like we'd take a good amount of good majority of the show to answer your emails. Also, the thing that we're going to focus on today's show is talking about where you think you'll be in 10 years. Where will you be in 10 years? We wrote that on our Facebook, and that's why we brought Mark in, because we believe that Mark, being an investment specialist who helps young people with building their futures, he... can talk the logistics and like the reality of
the business
perspective of, you know, like what it takes, you know, to do what you want to do in 10 years. Where will you be in 10 years, and what are the chances of you being that in 10 years?
Good idea.
We got a good amount of emails from people who were like, oh, in 10 years I'm gonna do this.
That's
which is cool. I love the enthusiasm.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Absolutely.
It's good to dream.
Can I ask you something?
Absolutely not.
As the guest today, one of the guests.
What up, D?
What would you like to do in 10 years, David?
What
Cohen?
Would I like to do in 10 years?
Yes.
I'd like to do a few things. For one, I would like to pursue radio broadcasting.
I think you could do that.
I hope so. I think that'd be awesome. Another thing I want to do is I'd like to start some sort of organization of some sort. Maybe not like an organization, but more just like a big club. I don't know.
Cool.
something where like it's a self-help thing though.
Oh, okay.
What it is, it's seminars through experience. Seminars mm-hmm. where myself and then a few other friends help other people that are interested in how to control their lives using their thoughts.
Like a nonprofit organization?
Nonprofit organization.
Very nice.
Which then eventually would somehow become profitable. Because I want to put a lot of energy into it, and I want to put money into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to start out, obviously, as a nonprofit, but, you know, I'd like to do something like that. I'd also really like to play music, you know, maybe become a not very well-known, but just, you know, a guy who gets to spread message through music.
Ah, very nice.
I'd like to do that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, Kevy, what would you like to do in 10 years?
In 10 years, gosh, I didn't really think about this.
You're what, 18, 19 now?
I'm 18 years old. In 10 years, I see myself...
On the street corner.
On the street corner.
Oh, nice friend.
Hustling and flowing.
Nice co-host.
Hustling.
Supportive. Way to go, Dave.
Kev will be the guy with the dreadlocks and the 40 in his head.
Yeah,
I'm a
bottle of Old English.
I
like,
don't
what a...
think so.
No. I really don't know what I want to do for my future. I'm in community college right now, which I chose community college over at university for a couple of reasons. One of them being I don't know what I want to do in the future.
Yeah.
So I guess wherever my heart takes me, that's where I will be. But I do see, at 28, I do not think that I will be married. I do not think I will have kids.
Mm-hmm.
I plan on doing all that jazz when I'm 30s.
Good thinking.
Because I want to have a house first. I want to have a good, solid job. So when the kids are pumping out, I can be able to support them and send them through.
That's a good. That's
so
no.
many kids.
That's really no. That's really a wonderful, you know, positive way of planning your future.
Yeah.
Smart.
Well, it all starts with where you want to be financially.
Yeah.
You have to start setting targets. You got to start looking at yourself and saying, well, what am I doing now? What are you doing now?
I am in college and I work almost kind of 40
full-time
hours a week.
Full-time job.
40 hours a week full-time.
Okay.
At an outdoor ice rink.
Okay.
Wow.
So and you're a co-host of an online radio show.
I'm a co-host of an online radio show.
And so, what are you doing with your money?
I have bills to pay. Actually, I got a speeding ticket that I just paid off. That was $220.
Such a no.
Sorry, kid. Okay.
Such a no.
I have auto insurance, and my thing on paying auto insurance, I don't want to have to pay like it's like oh it's $50 every month. So what I'm doing is I'm actually just $200 a month, like trying to get it out of the way faster. So then, like, that's just.
Well, that's great.
That's smart.
Yeah. Okay.
Good thinking.
But I'm spending my money on bills. I have a girlfriend, so going to the movies and stuff like that.
It's not that cheap.
But I don't really spend my money too. What's the word?
Freely?
Freely. Frivolous.
Okay. Frivolously?
Frivolously.
Yeah,
well, it sounds like
word.
You're spending some of your money frivolously.
Yes. With,
but you have to.
Are you putting any money aside? Are you saving any money?
Negative.
Okay.
I've gas to pay for, too. Like literally, working at minimum wage 40 hours a week, it's so hard to gas bills.
Right.
It's true.
You can, I'll tell you something. You can make money. You can spend your money. But the most important thing that you need to do with your money is you need to take 10 to 15% of every check and put it in the bank.
I used to do that. Used to do that. And
do you know,
I just didn't have
do you know
money.
What the difference? Do you know what the difference between wealthy people and poor people are?
They didn't save.
They were born into the right bloodline.
Well, that's one thing. Okay. But think about it this way.
Like Donald Trump?
Think about it this way. Okay? If you thought of a savings plan that instead of paying your bills and paying for things and then trying to save versus saving first and then paying your bills, then your perspective becomes completely different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you would notice over a period of a year, 2 years, 3 years, that if you use that investment strategy, that would be so much better for you because you'd end up actually saving a ton of money.
Yeah.
That's the difference between wealthy people and people who are not as wealthy. The wealthy people put money aside first, and then they pay their bills. It's a different, and David, you'll relate to this, it's a different perspective. It's a switch. It's like the other side of the mirror.
Hmm.
How do you approach what you have?
Right.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I Mark, like that. something that I do. Kevin and I both work at this at the ice rink about 40 hours a week. We bust our asses. And Mark, what I do is I take, you know, let's hypothetically speaking, let's say I have a $300 paycheck. I'll put 150 in savings and 150 in checking, and then I'll try to conserve as much of that checking as I can, you know, and still spending it, you know, like, of course, you know, you got to spend gas, you got to do car insurance, but, you know, you also, you have to spend your, you know, you're working so hard, spend a little money on fun.
You know? Right. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Like,
I'm still,
so,
right.
Yeah. So like, I'll do that. And then what I'll do is if worse comes to worse, if I'm completely, you know, zero in checking, then I'll tap into my savings, just like $20,
yeah,
you know,
right,
just to have that. But by, you know, like by the end of the 2 week pay period, I started out with, you know, 150 in savings, and now I have 130, right, you know, and then,
yeah,
I get,
sure,
another check, and then I do the same thing, and then I do the same thing, and it works for me.
So you're really self-disciplined.
That's good.
So when you guys, when you're looking at 10 years down the line, which we're talking about,
right,
you know, you guys are going to do really well if you start saving now, and
you,
wow,
just need a higher paying job.
Yeah.
Think of it this way. Think of it this way. If you had a budget, let's,
okay,
say you have $500, okay, really quick,
yeah,
$500, and your expenses are $500.
Right.
Don't look at it that way. Set your expenses at $400.
Right.
Okay? And then adjust your money that way. That way you don't ever tap into that extra $100,
right,
a month.
Right.
Or,
yeah,
every 2 weeks.
It's,
right,
a good way of looking at it.
That's,
it really,
true,
is.
I'm going to get to, since we're on the idea of 10 years, where will you be in 10 years? I'm going to get to some of the emails that people sent. Hey, Teen Trends. I saw on your Facebook page you guys asked people where they think they will be in 10 years. This caught my eye because, interestingly enough, my father asked me that yesterday, and we had a full-on conversation about this. I recently discovered my passion, which is dancing, and I really believe this is what I want to do. I'm a 17-year-old male, which also complicates things a bit, because people always say, quote-unquote, dancing is for girls. But I completely disagree. My dad supports me, but he also wants me to keep an open mind. So in 10 years, I think I want to be dancing for a team that travels and competes in worldwide competitions, or, ooh, a background dancer for some type of musical artist. Thanks, Carl.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Carl, that is awesome.
Cool, Carl.
It's, mm-hmm, it's funny because everyone, like, yeah, the stereotypical dancing is for girls, but I don't know if this is the same for all you guys out there, but I wish I could dance like,
mm-hmm,
like some of the guys I see out there, like the break,
yeah,
dancers, or,
yeah,
any kind of dancing.
It's pretty bum.
I have two left feet. You know, I wish I could dance like
I
that.
I hear you.
That's what your girlfriend says.
And if you go to concerts, if you see like major artists like Lady Gaga and you know, major artists who are out there really, really performing.
Yeah.
I mean, you're laughing, but I mean, a lot of major artists, they have backup dancers, and,
well,
they're,
yeah,
sexy men who are dancing and doing break dancing and whatever they are, you know. Yeah, I don't know about. Hey, Carl, try a career at Chippendales.
There's,
no, I'm kidding.
No,
kidding. But
some of my clients are in the industry, and there's a lot of the entertainment industry. And,
what
and
kind of entertainment industry?
No, not the porn industry.
Well, I do have some. People who are involved in the
Do you want to share some information with us?
Well,
go on, Mark.
We'll do that next week. But coming up. No.
That's
the issue is that there's a lot of money in that.
Yeah.
But it's short-lived. And what I found traditionally with these people in the industry is that they are very, very disciplined at putting money away. They have managers and accountants that manage their money.
Right.
And I think that's very, very important.
Mm, absolutely.
Yeah, especially with a short-lived career like that.
Truth.
So
it
there
is,
you go, Carl. If you get really famous and start doing entertainment, you can have
save
your...
Save fast.
Yeah?
Yeah,
okay.
Save. Save, buddy. Just to let you guys know, if you want to call in live on the air, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. 203-0815. You can also email me, teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. We're talking about where you will be in 10 years.
Hmm.
And we're going to get to your questions. We're going to get to some listeners' questions. I want to go on to the next email. Hey, Teen Trends, in 10 years, I have absolutely no idea what I will be doing. It's easy to say what you want to do in 10 years, but to actually think about where you will be is a completely different thing. I would like to say in 10 years, when I'm 29, I will be a veterinarian, because I've always loved animals, and I think healing animals is such a wonderful way to contribute to the world, because everybody loves their pets.
Yep.
But I don't know for sure, who does? Thanks, Allison.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Truth. Well,
find your passion.
Study hard. Study hard.
Follow your highest excitement.
A lot of work.
True. You know what I like to do? I have a son, and I like to tell him he's 18 years old, and I like to share with him what is his dreams. And this is an incredible time of your life that you can go and do anything. The world, the universe is your playground.
That's true.
And what a lot of kids get involved in is they get, you know, they think they want to party, they want to go here, do this, do that, which is a very important part of growing up. But also thinking about dreaming of what you want to be, what you want to do.
Yeah.
So I just think that it's a wonderful time of your life to be young, to be 18, 19, 20,
mm-hmm.
and the world is your playground.
Yeah.
It's laying in front of you.
And find your highest excitement, your passion, and then go for it. That's
right.
Really the key.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my philosophy is we all have a highest excitement.
Yeah, we do. I think we all, well, most of us, you know, in some, you know, have something we like to do and can apply to.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, my philosophy is like we all have something that, you know, excites us the most, like a happiness, you know, something that like we really look forward to doing. And I believe that, you know, if you follow that, if that's part of your blueprint, if you follow that, then you're good.
No, that's exactly right.
I think, yeah.
But how do you get there, David? How do you get there?
Every single moment you can, you follow your highest excitement. You follow what excites you most. And I'm not talking about like, ooh, I'm really excited to go party.
To Disneyland.
Yeah, it's not like that. It's like something that you're passionate about. Like, ooh, I'm really excited to write this song. Or like, I'm really excited to be on the air today. You know, like, mm-hmm. oh, I'm really excited to do this or do that.
Yeah, you have to make sure your highest excitement isn't partying or
right
or
I used to have some young adult clients, and this is, you know, years ago when I worked at a clinic with young adults and teens, and I used to, you know, ask them to find their passions and their highest excitement, and a lot of them got into the clinic because they got really hooked on, you know, cocaine or weed or in some cases heroin, and they were addicted to pain pills. And, you know, they didn't get that when I'm saying find your highest passion and follow through with that, get excited about something. It's not, my highest passion is just to get blitzed, you know. And they didn't kind of get that, but they learned, I think, through, you know, rehab and
everything. My highest excitement is...
Right. And that's not the message
that's,
out there.
That's not the message.
Come on, guys.
Highest excitement has to be something productive that will get you somewhere in your life.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, well, go ahead. You got some more there, huh?
Yeah, I found a really funny email this morning.
Yeah.
We got this email, and I actually, that's rude. It's not that fun. Okay. And I'm just going to read it.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll see. I'll talk about it after. Okay. Hey, Teen Trends. So I got your Facebook message today about the show topic. You asked where we would be in 10 years, and I honestly think that is a question that you shouldn't be thinking about. I'm completely unable to say where I will be, but I can say that everything will work out well for me. I pray every night, and I'm a good Christian, so God will lead me to happiness.
Okay. Cool.
That's a wonderful
thought.
Faith is
important.
That's a wonderful thought. But with that, biblically speaking, is we have free will.
Right.
And God gives us the ability of having free will. And behind that, you have to have desire, passion, and you've got to move forward.
And action.
You can't just say, okay, this was my analogy of this. I'm a good Christian. I pray. I go to church. so I'm just going to smoke my crack pipe and God will lead me to happiness.
Like, yeah, no,
like,
I hear what you're saying.
Like, you can't just sit back and say, God will show me the way. You have to have
I wouldn't so much as say crack pipe.
I'm just saying, I'm just saying, you can't not have a plan and expect success. You need to have a plan to... For the most part.
Right. I mean, this is my belief. What you put out is what you get back.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, if you, you know, if you chill on your couch praying every day, you're creating wonderful positive energy, you know, which you will definitely get back that positive energy. But, like, it's like, don't sit on your ass and, like, be, okay, so because I pray.
God's not going to do the work for
you. Yeah. Because I pray, you know, I'll be a millionaire. It's like, well. You definitely, like, got to do some sort of, like, action.
Usually
you know?
Someone's not going to come up to you and say, you just won $1 million. You know, I mean, you have to get out there and try to find a plan to make it. And
it's true.
Action with thought. Prayer is good. Positive thinking. Faith.
If it keeps you happy, that's good. But you need to find something to pursue to make yourself money if you want to be successful in 10 years.
Right.
But,
I'd like to share something with everyone. It's something that I did for my
Just
son.
Just share it.
I took my son to a financial advisor about a year ago, and the financial advisor asked my son, where does he want to be when he gets older? Not just 10 years older, but where does he want to be when he's 65, financially? And my son went into this whole... description of that he wants to live very, very comfortably. He wants to be able to have money available to go on trips, to do things. He doesn't want to be uber wealthy, but he wants to be comfortable enough that he doesn't any issues with finance.
Right.
And the financial advisor said, okay, you know, this is what we're going to do. We're going to set you up in a situation where we're going to literally year by year analyze where you are going to be financially and what you need to do to achieve that. And we called it the Millionaire's Plan. And the bottom line is this. By the time my son is 65 years old, he's going to have $7.6 million in investments and cash.
Wow.
And the way he's going to do this is he's going to put $50 away every month into an investment account that's yielding 4.25%, mm-hmm. and he's going to add 10% every year to that $50.
Hmm.
So next year, 2011, he has to put down $55.
Right.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
the following year, it's going to be $60.
That's
and
a great plan.
So it compounds and compounds and compounds. So by the time he's 65 years old, besides all the other money that my son's going to have, he is going to have at least probably $10 million in cash.
That's
investments.
Ridiculous. Mark, can we set a date so I can do that?
He would be happy to take you probably
oh
to one
of. Oh my gosh!
Absolutely.
Mark, you gotta help me out with that. I want to be a millionaire.
Okay.
So
you are a millionaire,
Marky. Marky.
Yes.
You know I'm having you on my show right now, bud. So. You wanna do me
hook
a solid? Wanna hook me up with that?
Mark.
Hey, could you help me too? I'm a little older though than these guys.
Not a problem.
I'm getting started a little late in my savings plan,
no,
I guess. But.
No, but like straight up, like no lies, hook me up. Okay.
Absolutely.
We'll talk after.
Absolutely.
Jesus. I wanna befriend your son. Hey, let's be friends forever. No.
and the investment, I just checked on it, and he's doing very well with the investment
nice.
For just 1 year.
Nice.
Amazing.
Cool.
Well,
shout out. We have another one. It goes, hey, Teen Trends Posse. It actually says TT Posse. I like that.
I like that.
Hey, TT Posse.
Yo, what up?
What up?
Tummy ticklers. I'm trying to think. Hey.
No.
Tommy Toys. I don't know. Hey, Teen Trends Posse. I think in 10 years I will be on Broadway. I've been acting since I was 7. I am now 14, and I get all the lead roles in the plays I perform in.
Mm.
I think in 10 years, I will be good enough to be on Broadway.
Cool.
Emily.
Yeah, you go, girl.
Go, Emily.
Do your thing.
That's amazing.
Go, sweetie pie.
Yeah.
You do your thing.
She has found her passion.
That's good. Never let anyone like say, oh, no, you can't do that. You can't do this. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Because Broadway is very hard to get into, but...
Yeah.
You can do it.
People do it all the time.
If like, you can dream it, you can do it.
Right?
Absolutely.
Like but Nas says.
What I'm really, you know, I'm...
I know.
What?
No, I was going to say, I was going to quote Nas, the hip-hop artist. He goes, I know I can. I know I can be what I want to be. Be what I want to be. If I work hard at it. If I work hard at it, I'd be where I want to be. Okay.
I think he just about sums up the whole thing here on the show in terms of, you know, what do you want to be in 10 years?
Be boys
what you
want to
be.
You
can get
it. Hippity hop artist.
You can be anything in the world. In God we trust. A doctor.
Okay.
You know the words, man. That's great.
I like the song.
It's a great song.
I know
it's very
I can.
Motivational.
Right?
Well, those are some really nice emails, though, from listeners that you had.
I kind of want to get to some emails that don't have to do with the future. And Mark, I love your input, buddy. You seem like a very cool, nice guy. That's why I had you on the show.
Mark, have you ever been on the radio before?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
You sound good.
You sound good.
Well, this is awesome.
Thank you very much.
Let's hear your radio voice, Mark.
Don't freeze up.
No, that's...
he does his Elvis voice good, though.
Thank you.
Thank
you very much.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Impressions.
So, this is how you invest your...
Thank you very much.
Okay, gang. Okay.
You guys are...
Russian.
Yeah, you be nice to this man.
Don't get me started.
Yeah, really. He's got some good voices in him.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Emails.
Oh, my gosh.
Emails,
I just thought of something new for Teen Trends, guys.
What?
Okay, so do you remember Blue's Clues?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mail time.
I love Blue's Clues.
We gotta get that on tune, though.
No, we're gonna do... Okay. Teen Trends. Right here.
And where did they write you? Where did they find you at?
Teen Trends with Dave at gmail.com. Come on, Doc.
Is duh part of the email?
I'm trying to help you also, you know, put it out there. You have to promote so
I
people
always
will continue
promote,
to write
Doc.
You.
Check
Sorry.
It. Sorry. You can call me live on the air, 323-203-0815.
Six.
Once again, that's 323-203-0815.
Okay.
Or you can email me, Avi. teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. That's teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Just like the show's name, Teen Trends with Dave. And friends.
Cool.
We are now getting to emails. Earlier in the show, we were talking about where will you be in 10 years. We have an investment specialist who helps young people build their future. And he was helping us out. Now we're going to get to general emails that we haven't got to. Teen Trends. My brother is 14 years old and he wants to quit school and get a job. What?
Mm. What?
Oh my gosh.
I don't even know where to start with him. He seems like he's doing this to my mom because he wants to go live with his dad. My mother will not allow this because he lives too far out of town and my brother has severe asthma and has doctor appointments every week for allergy shots.
Mm.
Got kicked out of his last two schools because of his unwillingness to participate in his homework and his cocky attitude.
Mm.
Fighting... cursing, .. My mother is a single parent, so she is working all day through the evening and can't depend on his dad. He goes through counseling right now, but personally, I think this woman doesn't understand the situation at all.
Mm.
My mother can't just up and quit her job to get a better handle on my brother, right?
Right.
I just hate seeing my mother go through this stress. I'm 26 and I have a 5-year-old. And so I try to think of things I would do if it were my son.
Hmm.
I'm more of a drill sergeant, all of my friends say, where I know my mom is a pushover with us. Growing up, I never got grounded for the bad stuff I did. She has tried taking all the fun things away from him, but it just seems like he gets more and more distant and finds other ways to get in trouble. I know this may not be the best solution, but I was thinking, hey, he wants a job? He wants a job, right? Well, how about taking him... or talking to him about the importance of school and grades to get a decent job. In the meantime, his efforts of going out to school could be rewarded at $5 a day, and when he's bringing home these good grades, he gets a bonus for an A or a B.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't discussed this with my mom yet, but I would definitely contribute to this. Or please help with any suggestions at all. Thank you, Jeremy.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, that's really tough, you know, because... what do you do with somebody who's... The problem is the dad's away. The mom and dad are divorced. The dad lives quite a ways away. And the young boy apparently wants to connect and go live with his dad. I'm not sure what that situation is. I don't know if that would be a good idea, because if he has asthma and needs, you know, shots and needs to go to a regular doctor weekly, I'm sure that where his dad lives, possibly, that there would be a regular doctor. So depending on, for me, as giving advice to this person, she may consider having him go live with the dad. If the dad is stable, has, you know, good moral upbringing, and is willing to take him to the doctor and get him into counseling like 5 days a week. I mean, support groups for teens. I'm not talking about necessarily individual therapy, because
right.
they have, you know, they have support groups that are free, you know, for teens. And I like that idea. What do you guys think about that? I like that idea about giving. He needs incentives.
No, I like the idea. I know kids that have, you know, well, had in college. You don't really. It's not really like that. It's either you do the work or bite the dust, you know. But I do know kids like, you know, in high school and stuff that had that. Their parents would, you know, they'd study their asses off, and their parents would give them like, you know, $100 for, you know,
yeah,
every
so
A
they would
got in
reward
class,
them.
You know?
They'd have some
yeah.
kind of responsibility, but
does that work, David? Does that work? If in this situation, if the mother
See,
said,
okay,
I'll give you $100 for every A.
Here's the thing. It's all dependent on the person. For me personally, if my parents came to me and were like, listen, Dave, I'll give you $100 for every A, I don't think it would do anything for me personally. But, you know, for other people, for example, this kid's like really set on getting a job. Maybe,
remember,
you know,
he's 14 years old.
Right. No, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and at 14, $100 is a straight fortune, you know, so very well could work, you know. I don't know about $100, though. He was saying $5 a day. Oh, $5 a day when he goes to school. Now, see, $5 a day.
It's $25 a week. That's
it's $100 a month.
It's $200.
I don't think it would work.
$5 a day, though?
No, it's not... for the kid, he's like, at first he'd be stoked, like, ooh, $5 a day, you know, I'm going to school $5 a day. And then after a while, he seems like the kind of kid who gets bored pretty easily about stuff. And
yeah, that's true.
I'd say he'd go at it for a couple days, week tops, and then, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. I just want to go back and be a troublemaker.
Right.
Or,
right.
Like, I really don't think money is the way to get the kid to do it. I think he needs... counseling.
Exactly.
And
yeah, also you shouldn't bribe
like
the kid to go to school.
ADHD medicine,
like school is
exactly.
a good swat on the ass.
No. No. God.
Well, I think that we as a society, we start looking too much at children, and we start thinking to ourselves, oh, there must be some psychological issue that lays underneath all of this other gobbledygook.
Do remember that there's a psychologist sitting to the left of
you. I understand that. There is definite use for psychology, but also kids are lazy, especially 14-year-olds.
Yeah.
You know, they need a mixture of motivation, positive reinforcement, and discipline. And I think that our society, to a large extent, we don't have discipline in the younger generation. And it's unfortunate.
I'm going to tell you something, too, about studies in terms of 14-year-old boys and absentee fathers.
Right.
This is a really significant time for them in terms of their growth and their thought process and, you know, what they're going through. So there's a lot more trauma and acting out of teens who are boys. Girls, it hits later for girls, usually. But boys, in terms of their depression and their acting out and all that with absentee fathers, this is what I see in research. So that's why I suggested maybe the possibility, if the mom's absent as well, I mean, she's working all the time and she's very lenient with this guy.
Right.
Exactly. So there's no guidance. He needs guidance. He needs a parent. And you're right in some way, Mark. He needs some kind of standards that he has to live up to. He has to, you know, start... cutting it. And Kevin, you're right too, I think. Get him hooked up with a psychiatrist. Does he have ADD, ADHD? Yeah, it's an excuse in our society, but he may be suffering from some of those that can cause depression and anxiety, and like you're not up to par with other people. Socially, he may be withdrawn. And I mean, you know, you need to check him out. Get the support he needs. But you know, a good swat on the butt's not going to help somebody like
this. Yeah, but you take his cell phone away, you take the computer away,
right.
you take television away, you right. take his friends away.
All you leave him with is a bed in the room.
Well, she has, and she says yeah. he gets in other trouble anyway. So, right. I mean, he finds other ways to get in trouble when all the goodies are taken away anyway.
It's,
so.
It's all about discipline. If you keep this child, if he's not listening to you, keep him locked up in his room with a bed, a desk, a piece of paper, and a pencil.
Yeah.
And his books.
Yeah. Wow.
I think
locked in there.
I think that's pretty psychologically damaging too.
I don't know.
Like, how many kids are you gonna have, Kev?
I've talked to
just don't bring them over to my house.
A couple of my friends had gone through that when they were slacking off and they were failing some classes. Their parents would just keep them in the room, just nothing.
Choose a piece of gum for the day.
They would still be. They still like took care of him, but like they took away the computer, like every
right.
luxury. Cell phone, like everything, and just do your homework.
Give
I'm
me a girly magazine.
And
no.
it changed their mind.
It changed them, and
well, yeah.
now they have their computers, and they're still getting all A's. Like,
that's great.
Boom, 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 boom.
See,
boom,
there you A's, go. A's.
Yeah,
discipline.
Now, taking away is a good way of doing it, but I don't know if it's working for this guy.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, people differ. Well, I hope we helped you. Kev, do you want to get the next one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Hey, Dave.
Sup?
I do not know if you can help me, but I am concerned about my cousin. He has come to live with us for a while. I think he is also sexually attracted to me, and I am a little disturbed by this. I also don't want to exaggerate the situation, but today I was lying down and playing on my laptop when he came into the room and started rubbing my back slowly.
Oh,
Wait, is this a cousin?
This is cousins.
Who lives with
cousins.
Her?
I'm sorry, Kev. Give me one sec. We actually have a caller on Teen Trends. I'm going to grab this right quick. How's it going? You are live on the air, Teen Trends with Dave and friends. Who are we speaking to?
This is Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. How's it going?
It's going good.
What's going on?
So I'm calling because I had a comment about
okay.
what you're talking about.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, so you know how you're saying that, like, people...
Yeah. Lauren, I'm sorry, like, Lauren. Sweetie, can you do me a favor and turn down the volume on your computer?
Yes, hang on one second.
Okay, thank you, because we're getting feedback.
Yeah. Okay, is that better?
That's
yeah,
perfect.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Okay.
This is Lauren.
What can we talk to you about today?
Okay, so I was kind of thinking, like, as far as my sister goes, my parents kind of did that with her. Like, they locked her in the room and, like, you know, she couldn't hang out with friends and stuff. And I kind of found that that made it a lot worse. And
yeah.
it kind of just made her more angry than, like, you know, actually making her get her grades up and stuff. So that's just my personal experience.
Right. I agree with you in the sense of, like, you know, everybody... acts different. Every kid's gonna, you know, like, react in a different way. Like, you know, if you put one kid in a room, like, take everything away, computer, cell phone, you know, car, whatever. If you take everything away, throw a kid in a room with his books, papers, and a pen, you know, they're gonna react one of two ways. One, they're gonna, you know, either just sit down and be like, oh, shit. You know, I'm really, excuse me, but it's true. They're going to be like, oh, shit, you know, I'm really messing up. I'm really, you know.
I want to have all those
yeah,
goodies.
I want to have all those things, so I'm going to
exactly.
do it. Or two, they're going to straight
yeah.
rebel. They're going to be like, yeah. Like,
it's going to make them more angry.
You know,
they'll climb out the window, or something. No, I hear what you're saying. Because, you know, what I agree with you. Because, I mean, you know, what Kevin had suggested, that does work sometimes. But, no, I hear what you're saying. I've had people who've done that to clients before, and it's made them just angrier and sneakier. They lie more. They find more ways to get in trouble. So
yeah, and I think it's also kind of like a different personality type.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're the type who doesn't like to back down on
right.
things,
right.
that can make it, like, way worse, because you'll be like, well, I'm not going to, like, back down, and I'm just going to get in more trouble.
Absolutely.
Well, Lauren, this is Mark. What happened with your sister?
Well, after they, like, took away her computer and stuff, she started hanging out with, like, the wrong people at school.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, she would, like, come home late, and they didn't really know what she was doing. So it was more just, like, rebelling, I guess.
Yeah.
Did she ever straighten out?
I guess in some ways. She's doing really good in school now. Like, she's going to college and stuff.
Oh, that's good.
And
that's,
she's a medical assistant. But in some ways, not really. You know, yeah. Something's never really moved on.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, sorry, go on.
Yeah. So when she was 16, she got pregnant. And that was kind of like the turning point. And so my parents, like, grounded her for that for, like, a long, long time. And that didn't really
do anything. Did she choose to have the baby?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. Did she give it up for adoption?
No, she actually has the baby.
Wow.
And she lives with us and the baby. Yeah. So I have a niece now.
It's going good.
She's a good mom and everything.
That's good.
That's cool.
That's scary though.
Going full and stuff. Yeah. So.
You know, there's also I believe that there's a fine line between you know, having, you know, a typical, you know, teenage experience and, you know, doing stupid things, for example, you know, coming home really late or, you know, getting caught drunk or something, you know. You know, just like typical things that teenagers, you know, will experiment with and then eventually, you know, grow out of. And then there's I believe that there's a fine line between that and then, you know, actually like, okay, there is an issue here. Like, you're getting drunk, you know, every weekend, you know, you're coming home,
yeah.
You know, completely shit-faced, like every weekend walking in the door, you know.
Yeah, or, you're having unprotected sex.
Yeah,
you're being stupid, so you get pregnant.
Unprotected sex and, you know, stuff like that.
I'm sorry to hear that, you know, you've had, it's probably, you know, tough for you and everything to watch. But I think, you know, it sounds like she's got a sort of been forced to get her life together now. So, I mean, when you have a baby.
Yeah, she has.
Like,
I think she's grown up a lot since the pregnancy and things have changed and, you know, she's not, you know, like sneaking out and stuff because now she has like someone else to take care of.
Yeah.
And she's different responsibilities.
She's working and going to school and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Good for you.
She's also like trying to work with a lot of like teenagers her age, like to prevent teen pregnancy and stuff because she like, she knows how hard it is. So I think now she's like kind of acting as like a leader kind
of. That's good.
That's cool. That's really cool.
I hope the baby does well.
Yeah. It's kind of unfortunate that she had to go through all of that to realize a lot of the things in her life. But
like,
good for
her. Maybe I should stop.
Yeah.
Well, Lauren, I wanted to thank you very much for coming on the show. Always a pleasure to have new people call in and talk. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
You have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You were really. What was that email you were reading before Lauren called? That was really interesting.
The cousin.
Oh, yeah, right. Man.
He's sexually attractive.
This is so uncomfortable
Let's
for me to hear.
Okay, so back to the email. Today I was lying down and playing on my laptop when he came into the room and started rubbing my back slowly.
Okay, let's reiterate this a little bit for the listeners.
I was going to say.
There's a girl who's writing you guys because she lives with her cousin, or her cousin lives with her.
Her cousin has come to live with us, or my cousin has come to live with us for a while. I think he's sexually attracted to me, and I'm a little disturbed by this. I also don't want to over-exaggerate the situation.
How old is she?
We don't know yet.
You will find out. Okay. Oh, she's 19, and the cousin is 21.
Okay.
But, so today I was lying down, playing on my laptop, when he came into the room and started rubbing my back. Mm. I stiffed up and asked him what he was doing. He told me he just loves me and my family, like a sister. And then at other times I can be in the kitchen and he will come up behind me real close where I can feel him.
Oh, that's creepy.
He tries to wrestle me and he will put his head on my boobs or near my vagina.
Wow.
Okay.
And I don't want to jump to conclusions and cause conflict between us. Do you think he likes me? My friend made a joke saying he wants me, but I'm truly creeped out about this, and I don't know how to deal with this. He is my cousin, and we are very close, but I'm not into incest, and I'm trying not to be alone with him anymore.
That's
castration
a good idea.
Is a good.
I like this guy, black and white. I love this guy. Oh no, I think that's, you know, she nailed it. Her friends nailed it. The guy is definitely, you don't, yet 21-year-old guy doesn't wrestle even with a 19-year-old girl and put his head on her boobs or
near her
vagina unless he wants,
but not,
you know,
for,
but
not a cousin.
In her sexually.
Not a cousin.
Thank you. And a cousin, but he's definitely interested in her sexually, getting up close to her. And, you know, that's creepy. She's got to put that blockade up. Girl, you have to send that message straight out.
Yeah.
And also, excuse me.
Girl, you got to send your message.
Girl, you know what?
Snap, snap, snap.
tell your parents.
Yes.
I know you're, what, 19? Say, there's something that's been going on. I'm going to put it out perfectly clear to my cousin, who's 21, that we're family and that's inappropriate. Draw your boundary. Don't let him wrestle you. And tell the parents. And so everybody's on the same page. This guy's being watched.
Yeah. Right. Kindly tell him to F off. He starts doing that stuff. Yeah.
If he gets aggressive, a good stiff knee in the groin always works.
or have him move out.
I feel like he'll get the picture if like she hasn't said anything to him. You know, she'll shrug him off when he makes a move.
Right.
Whereas if she says, "What you're doing is really
wrong.
Effing weird, so please stop, or I will F you up and kick you out."
He should be aggressive.
I don't know.
Fuck you up and kick you out.
I mean, it's just, you know, I think if she's not into it, especially, I mean, you know, I guess I have a client who married her first cousin.
Okay.
But
first cousin.
I mean, they were truly in love, and what are you gonna do? But this is
were they blood related?
Well, yeah, it's her first cousin.
First cousin.
That's her dad's brother's son.
Wow.
It's like cousin.
Yeah, first cousin.
Her
so
dad's
like
brother's
second cousin
son.
Is.
It's
that's
like,
that's legal, right? Second cousin is legal?
I think, yes.
Okay,
second cousin is legal.
First cousin is just like, what?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, and they, you know, they had kids, too.
Step cousins are fair game.
You're so strange.
Marky poo.
Anyway, not to make fun or laugh at this, you know, draw your boundaries, tell your parents.
No, really.
And threaten that he's going to have to move if he ever shows you any, you know, sexual touching again.
Absolutely.
It'll be a little dicey and edgy and uncomfortable for a while, but
yeah. We have another email I want to get to. Unfortunately, gosh, we have so many emails and so little time. Hey, Teen Trends, I know this sounds really dumb, but I'm a 15-year-old girl and I want to know something embarrassing. Hmm. Okay?
Okay.
If a guy ejaculates on my underwear, can I get pregnant?
Hmm. Yes.
In theory, in theory, the answer to the question is yes. Anytime sperm gets anywhere near, you know, a girl's vaginal canal, you can technically become pregnant, although it is very, less likely to happen without penetration. Pregnancy is less likely to occur under these circumstances, but it is possible. Also, you know, like, thongs and underwears and stuff, it's very porous.
Yeah.
And it's not considered a barrier method of birth control.
Right.
But, you know, I'm going to say most likely, probably not, you know.
Then you get dirty underwear. I just don't.
Well, it sounds like she's young. Sounds like she's experimenting and there hasn't been penetration, right?
Yeah, no.
Maybe. And so, you know, somehow she's freaking out because there. I mean, you know, she's gotten sperm on her underwear. They both masturbated or something. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Like kids do the thing.
Right, right. They do their thing, and that's like, no.
If you don't want to get pregnant, keep it away from your area.
That's right. No, exactly. Know? No, well said.
Got other holes to choose from. I did. Just kidding.
Oh,
I'm totally kidding.
Okay, I'm out of this show. I'm out.
Kidding.
Thanks. It's been great being here for today. I'm out. Bye bye.
This has nothing to do with financial.
What are you going to be in 10 years?
Yeah.
Topic on this show.
Okay, for the record, Dave is kidding.
Okay.
No, I speak in third person.
like Dobby on the
Dobby. Dobby.
Yeah, exactly. On
Dobby
Harry Potter.
Dobby doesn't want to listen.
No. All right.
Okay.
So Dave speaks in third person.
I'm kidding. I was completely kidding, guys.
And we're not making fun of you, honey, either.
No,
because
sweetie,
I mean, I
not.
Think there's a lot of teens who really need to have their sexual questions answered.
I agree.
And no question is dumb.
No question,
embarrassing.
We didn't say dumb. We were just saying keep it away if you don't want to get pregnant.
Yeah.
Keep it away.
Right.
You know?
It's as simple
keep
as
it away
that.
From there.
Truly. There's other
how
ways.
How old is this girl?
15.
Wow. Yeah. She's awfully young.
Younger and younger. These generations are doing crazier stuff.
Yeah, they are.
It's true.
She can get pregnant.
It's appalling.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She should just be careful.
Absolutely.
Slow down. Read some books. Talk to some health counselors at school who aren't going to say anything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yes.
This has been such a fantastic show. Thank you, Kevy co-host.
Thank you, Davey host.
Thank you, Doc. Always a pleasure having you on
the
show.
Nice to be here.
And
thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Well, thank you for having
for
me.
For all your advice and your laughs. I'm going to have you on more often. You're a funny-sounding guy.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you. Guys, this is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. You can check us out on LATalkRadio.com every Sunday at 1. Also, check out Dr. Michelle on the Couch every Friday at 11, Channel 1, LATalkRadio.com. Thank you for all your calls, all your emails, all the time. You guys have a wonderful, happy, exciting, joyous Sunday. Bye-bye.